This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Now, very recently, I had the brilliant opportunity to catch up with none other than Picture This to have a chat all about their brand new album, Parked Car Conversations. It came out just there on Friday. I've had to listen to it. I can't even decide which of their brand new tracks is my favourite, but I caught up with them actually in a car to have a chat all about Parked Car Conversations, and this is how we got on. We are here in a parked car in Dublin, in, I suppose, a really cool building, having a chat to the guys from Picture This. Yes. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was looking through my social media, and I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, right? But I'm going to try and take ownership for possibly being one of the first presenters to give you a session way back in the day in iRadio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? You would have been, yeah, for sure.
Because I was just asking about a guy who works with you, Brian, and he was like mad to get you in. And we were like, do you know what? These lads are from our region. We're definitely going to give them a shot.
Yeah.
And I suppose we were all probably a little bit more baby-faced at that point.
Yeah. I do remember that really well, actually, that day.
Yeah,
that was mad. I'm very nervous.
Yeah, because it was so new to us at the time.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But she absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, it was great. And the support's been amazing. It is cool to have that support from the region. It's like it means a lot to us. You know
definitely.
What I mean? Obviously, all support means a lot, but when you're getting it from your own people, so to speak, like, it means that bit more. So it's been amazing.
Definitely. Yeah. So you've got a brand new album, which is
Parked Car Conversations.
But I suppose that's the reason that we are in a parked car. Tell me, where did the name come from, or how did it all come about?
I don't know why it came as succinct as Parked Car Conversations, but it was something that I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah.
Because we have had them a lot over the years.
Of course.
As a band, and myself and Jimmy when we started. So I just had that title, Parked Car Conversations, and we wrote a song together, myself and Jimmy, in Tipperary in an Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
Called Parked Car Conversations. And that song is about our friendship. And as soon as we finished the song, it was like very apparent to us that that's what the album should be called.
Mm-hmm.
Because then each song on the album almost feels like it was a parked car conversation, or the result or the genesis of a parked car conversation. And speaking about our region, it's something that I've realised the more interviews we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like originally it's a very worldly concept. Everybody has kind of had them, parked car conversations. But I do feel like specifically for us growing up in Athy in a rural town where there's no public transport really, everybody drives from an early age. So we kind of have had more, I think, than most people. So from a very young age, we've had like really deep parked car conversations that have like been life changing, and makeups and breakups and everything in between, and everything else that goes on in the car in the late hours of the night.
Can't wait till your best friend gets their first car. I remember, I think I had a Fiat Cinquecento, like off the in-betweeners, and I was like, I used to drive to school, and I was like only a half kilometre away. My friend had a really battered Micra. But you're so right, in rural Ireland, like it's how we get around, and you know, we chat to one another, and you know, you're picking each other up to go to Supermax or whatever.
Exactly,
it
totally.
Is.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, but I suppose, you know, you've come such a long way since, I suppose, the two of you had popped in to, you know, start your career and everything, and like you seem to be really connected to home. I watched your I rang in the new year with you for the the Dublin gig, which is amazing. And like you can really tell that you're so patriotic, and you know, you love where you come from, which is always nice to see, because you know, like a lot of bands might kind of go to America or the UK or whatever, and I'm not saying that they forget where they are, but at the same time you're like, yes, we're Irish, you know, we're proud to fly the flag, you know. And I think it gets you a long way as well, because you are relatable.
Yeah, I think so. But it's just, it's a natural thing, isn't it? I think we just naturally in our own personal lives are patriotic and do love where we're from. It's not like a play to try and get people to come across as more authentic or something. It's just how we actually feel. It just kind of pours out of you then, especially when you're on stage and when you're surrounded by your people and Irish people and a crowd. There's no greater crowd in the entire world. And the amazing thing about that is that artists from all over the world will tell you that Ireland is the best crowd, you know. So it's like, it's very important to us, and it's very, I think it's apparent in the songs as well. It's like they're very, at the heart of the songs, they're quite folky, storytelling songs, which is a very Irish kind of stamp.
Yeah.
They might be dressed up in various different ways, but we're just so proud to be Irish and to be from Kildare and to be from Athy. And it was always a badge of honour of us that we weren't a Dublin band, you know. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Dublin band, but for us it was always, we wanted that distinction to be made.
Totally.
We're from Athy, we're from Kildare, and we're very proud of that.
I like, maybe I've been a bit biased in, say, my music career with with interviewing people as well, that, you know, I really want to look after people who are in our region, yep. that, you know, could be listening to iRadio and they're like, Jesus, them lads, they're down the road. Like, you know, we saw them, you know, a couple of years ago when they were performing in, you know, whatever it was, you know. Yeah. There's a big world out there outside of Dublin, yeah. and it's important yeah. to look after, you know, the people who are outside Dublin as well. And I really feel you connect with those fans,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is great.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. We've travelled abroad a lot.
Yeah.
When you travel abroad, you realise, you know, how special you have it,
mm-hmm.
and you become more Irish when you're abroad.
Yeah. yeah.
Because people, there's a great love for Irish people, and we were showed a lot of respect and love anywhere we went in the world mm-hmm. because of being Irish. And you kind of realise, wow, it's you don't want to escape Ireland as much anymore. You
yeah.
want to be here, and you want to show as much respect for Ireland as anywhere else.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful place.
And I'd say it's nice to go home as well, back to Uthai, and you know, you probably people asking, you know, like if you go to Super Value or wherever it is, and they're, you know, proud to know you yeah. and to have a chat to you.
Absolutely, yeah, it's amazing. It's the biggest honour for us. Like growing up in Uthai, it was like we were all just kind of. Just normal Uthai lads,
yeah.
and now going back as whatever we are perceived to be is like it is amazing because mm-hmm. you have the it's a nice kind of dual thing that happens where you are a superstar or whatever to them, but also they still treat you the same
yeah.
as they did when you lived there. And
yeah.
it's like that's a really beautiful thing that's kind of been cultivated with our relationship with where we're from.
And it has to be nice as well because I'd imagine with, you know, social media and music as a whole, you know, you can get quite caught up in it.
Yeah.
And at least you have that safety to go home to where you're from, your hometown,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it's yeah. so nice to have that. I think it's really important. I think you'd lose your mind if you didn't
I think
have
you would,
that
yeah.
connection to where you're from.
Yeah.
It's super important.
How has, I suppose, your music evolved from, you know, the first couple of songs to, you know, this album right now? And, you know, because I'd imagine in the journey of starting your career, you become more comfortable, you know, you're more comfortable with what you want on stage, how you want it to be. You probably have more creative influence as well on what you want it to look like and sound like and everything.
Yeah, yeah you do. I think we obviously, like I've just said, we've travelled a lot, we've met a lot of people, we've explored a very vast number of creative avenues.
Yeah.
And I think doing that, you kind of spend each one of those avenues, you know, and you kind of refine your sound.
Yeah.
Like now I feel like we're really refined in where we want to be and how we want to sound, which is really, it's just really nice, and it just fills us with great joy that we are very focused,
mm-hmm.
I think. I feel really focused now in Picture This Land, and it just makes things a lot easier. It makes decisions a lot easier. And,
yeah.
But again, we've been influenced by a number of things, and we've loved every step of it, and we've loved how our music has changed. But fundamentally, at the core, it's always us.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, it's us, I think.
That's a class way to be as well, because I suppose your fans from the beginning have now grown up a little bit as well, and like maybe your own music has matured. I know when I see you on stage, you seem so comfortable in the art that you're creating, as maybe phony as that might sound, you know, but like you just seem so comfortable and united as a band, which, you know, sometimes you look at a band on stage and you're like, wonder what was going on there now in the last 20 minutes, you know, but you just look so comfortable and, you know, just raring to go.
Yeah, it's such a good compliment. Like it really is. And I think, like you were saying recently, a lot of people have said that we just look like we're having so much fun on stage,
yeah.
which I wasn't aware that people were, because we just genuinely are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't aware that people were actually tuning into that, and that's the greatest compliment ever.
Yeah,
that's like because we just are. We're just having the best time ever as friends, as bandmates, and just getting to share what you've created with people, and people responding to that in a positive manner is like the greatest gift in the world. It's amazing. So how could you not enjoy it?
Yeah.
You know, like we'd be buzzing to get on stage.
Yeah.
Dying to stay on stage. I hate coming off stage. You know, you just want to stay up there forever. So it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Is there a song that you're really looking forward to, you know, performing when, you know, get back out again, and hopefully festival season is just around the corner?
Yeah, there's a few.
I'd say All My Love.
Yeah.
From the album. I think I can't wait to play that one to a crowd of people who have heard it and lived with it.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a great live song.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say that one too, on Safely Home.
Safely Home.
Yeah. No,
They'll be great live songs, I think.
Class. Well, lads, it's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully we'll get to see you on the festival circuit at some point. Best of luck with the new album.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.